I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. In the studio with me today is no stranger to Delaware State of the Arts, Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. What might be a little bit unusual is the hat that she's wearing today. If anyone embodies wearing different hats, it's Michelle. But Michelle, we're here today. First of all, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
We're here today to talk about the In Wilmington campaign and what Wilmington is doing to bolster its image as a cultural center here in the Delaware Valley.
It's right? Exciting, yes.
Yeah, it is exciting. So much going on. For our listeners, could you give us a little bit of background about the In Wilmington campaign, sort of how it got started, what its purpose was?
Sure. The In Wilmington campaign is actually developed out of a study that was done in 2008 by a group named Slover Lynette that basically reviewed the awareness level of people in and around the city of Wilmington within a 50-mile radius, sort of gauged their awareness of different levels of arts and culture available within the city of Wilmington. And unfortunately, what that study found out was the level of awareness was not that high, even for the larger institutions like the Grand and the Delaware Art Museum. So we collectively, the arts organizations and some private interests and the state decided that it would be a great idea to launch a campaign to advance the awareness of the arts. And in 2011, we started the In Wilmington campaign as a arts and as an arts and culture promotional tool. It was leveraged upon the existing In Wilmington campaign that the city of Wilmington had done with their buttons and their promotional tools. But this was sort of a step up that was directly attributed to the arts and culture in Wilmington.
So it really started as a promotional slash marketing campaign.
Yes.
Of the general cultural amenities in the greater Wilmington area.
It was initially directed at the arts, but we've expanded it to be cultural institutions, of course, Wintertour, the Delaware Children's Museum, the different restaurants and shops down in Wilmington. So we've certainly expanded that. And it's also expanded a little bit outside the city limits as well. Places like Art and Concert Guild is included. So there are a lot of different things that have expanded the focus of the campaign, but it is definitely intended to attract people to Wilmington. And those people are people within the 50-mile radius of the city. So Hokesson, we look forward to seeing you there. Mm-hmm. Kennett Square, we look forward to seeing you.
And so as a campaign, it has expanded in terms of who it is including.
Mm-hmm.
But it has also expanded in its range of activities and engagement. Could you speak to that?
Sure. I think you're referring to the In Wilmington Week and things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, for 2 years now, we've instituted a week-long promotional events activity called mm-hmm. In Wilmington Week. One was in the fall and one was in the spring of this year in April, I believe it was in April. And it basically highlights all of the different types of activities and interests and arts and activities that you can enjoy in Wilmington, groups large and small, from the Grand Opera House to Chelsea Tavern to Melomanie to City Theater to Delaware Children's Museum, Riverfront Restaurants, Arden Concert Guild, as I said before, was part of it. And it was a week-long promotion of, you know, activities that were happening, special ticketing, special linked promotions, restaurant and tickets for shows together. And it was an amazing success. It brought about $400,000 into the city in terms of participation from outside interests. So mm-hmm. it was great.
Now, I know you have background in marketing.
I do.
And
just a bit.
I want to raise just a bit. And I want to raise this question. The In Wilmington campaign, as if we look at it in part as a marketing campaign, what is the advantage to organizations, both large and small, in participating in contributing to a general campaign mm-hmm. that bolsters the image of the city of Wilmington?
That is an excellent question, Paul. Since I represent about 10 organizations that are small to medium-sized organizations in and around the city of Wilmington, I will tell you that this campaign is invaluable to those organizations, and it's primarily because a lot of the organizations that I work with and those that I don't have the marketing dollars and don't have the capacity to be able to launch a full marketing campaign as places like Delaware Theater Company would, or the Art Museum, or the Grand, or organizations like that. So this gives them an opportunity to elevate themselves along with all of the big guys and gives them enough push to really get out there into circles that they probably wouldn't normally touch. And it really doesn't cost them a lot to do it. It really is just their time and participation and a nominal fee that is very affordable. It's based on a lot of their budgeting numbers. So, but it gives them an enormous boost to the existing things that they're able to do with social media and marketing, you know, direct to their patrons. But it's a wonderful platform that really elevates everybody, as Mark Fields likes to say, a rising tide floats all boats. Is that what he says? Yeah. So it really is a great example. It's one of the most amazing examples of collaboration of the arts that I have seen in my 20 years in Delaware, because it really puts us all on an even playing field and we're all collaborating together. And it's an amazing, amazing accomplishment that we've been able to pull everybody together like that.
Could you speak to, and you've been touching on it, could you speak to the In Wilmington campaign as a cross-marketing tool? Sure. And what I mean by that is one of the findings of the Slover-Lynette study was that there was surprising lack of crossover between attendees at various arts institutions.
That's true.
Now, it might not be surprising that a regular attendee of the Delaware Art Museum is not a regular attendee of the Delaware Theater Company, because they are two quite different disciplines. But the In Wilmington campaign, part of its design is to address that cross-marketing so that someone who attends the Art Museum or Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts might become more aware of what's happening in other disciplines. Could you speak to that cross-marketing?
Sure. And I was surprised to find that in the study myself. I don't know why. I always just thought, oh, if you like the arts, you must like all manner of the arts, right, like I do. But right, you don't. And it's true that city theater folks don't necessarily translate over into Delaware theater folks. So it was an interesting wake-up call for a lot of us to realize that. So I think what the campaign is able to do, and if you go onto the website, which is inwilmingtonde.com, you log in and you join the website, you can pick certain things that you're interested in. But what's great about the site is it's also able to suggest, you might like this, you might like this, or take a look at this. And it will sort of build an interest base for you so you can discover some of those things. But in addition to that, not just the technology part of it, it's also really brought together a lot of organizations to say, hey, we'd like to cross promote with you. Can we, you know, can we advertise with you? Can we do our marketing? Can we share emails? Can we, you know, do different things like that, different social media cross posts? And it's really developed a sense of collaboration. Art and Concert Guild and City Theater Company do a wonderful job of cross-promoting those things. The Grand Opera House has definitely done things for the Music School of Delaware. The Delaware Theater Company has done things for the Music School and Christina Cultural Arts. So it has definitely fostered this cross-promotional partnership with everyone, which, you know, I love to see. So,
could you speak a little more about the how you can go into inwilmingtonde.com and customize it for yourself?
Sure, I absolutely can. There are certain tools if you go into the website, and it's a really wonderful website. It's very dynamic, and it's actually being upgraded as we speak, so it will have even more wonderful features, including a blog that has been launched just in the beginning of October. So we'll be able to enjoy that. But what you can do when you log on to the site is you can pick certain things that are your favorites, and it will remind you that they're coming up. You can purchase tickets from the site directly for any of the activities or organizations that are listed on the site. And as I said, it will also suggest items for you. So you can go directly to any of the websites of the organizations from the In Wilmington site, but it's a wonderful way to take a look at food and drink and music and visual arts and all kinds of entertainment. Children and family entertainment is listed on the site. All kinds of museums, all sorts of exhibits. It's a very broad range of things that are listed on the site. So there's something for everyone there, and you can build your own interests on the site, and it will let you know even some new things that you may not know about.
And it actually speaks to a finding in a national study conducted by the National Endowment for the Arts, which is that participation or attendance at arts more and more is experience-oriented.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the In Wilmington campaign site allows you to collect information of interest to you and really build experiences.
It absolutely does. It will even help you when you're planning your visit, say, to the Delaware Art Museum. It will let you know what restaurants are nearby, what parking is nearby, so you can create a whole evening around it. It's not difficult to do. It's not scary. It's a wonderful time, and it's all right there at your fingertips. If you just visit inwilmingtonde.com, you can build your experience, several of them.
We're talking today, reminding our listeners who are just tuning in that you're listening to Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, representing the In Wilmington campaign. We've been talking about the marketing promotional collaborative campaign in the greater Wilmington area. With information at inwilmingtonde.com. Michelle, could you speak to what you have seen over the 4 years or so of the campaign, what this effort has done to catalyze the Wilmington arts community?
Sure. I think, as I said, I represent about 10 different organizations, all of which are part of the campaign and participate very actively in it. And I think that the campaign itself, for specifically for the clients that I represent, has really given them just an elevated presence in the city. People are more aware of them. It's led to a lot of different artistic collaborations. For example, Melomani is now collaborating with the Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts to make that their performance home. I think that was all part of what came out of the campaign in terms of collaboration. But I think that the campaign itself has made people more aware that Wilmington is a city of amazing opportunities, of amazing activity. There is vibrancy to the city. It is not a scary place. It is a place where you can find any type of activity that you or your family would want to indulge in, and it's affordable. To me, there's, and I'm going to say this, it's very silly of me to say sometimes, but I believe in it. There's no reason to go to Philly. You can find top quality arts and entertainment experiences right here in your backyard in Wilmington for everyone. And it's amazing. I think it's really starting to make people aware of what we are so lucky to have here in Delaware in terms of arts and culture in the city of Wilmington.
Now, you've been on the advisory committee for the In Wilmington campaign, as have I.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What would you chalk up as some of the primary successes of the campaign and some of the ongoing challenges?
Well, let's see. Successes are obviously things like In Wilmington Week and the wonderful success that that had had and the boost that that's given us. I think it's also, it's great to see a lot of organizations coming out of the recession and really starting to thrive again. I think that the campaign has definitely helped do that. I think as far as challenges, it's always a challenge to get butts in seats, as they say. Mm-hmm. I think it's still a challenge to get critical mass in certain ways to come into the city, but we're working on it, and I'm hopeful, and I'm optimistic. I think that there are definitely things that we need to combat. I think Netflix, things like Netflix, things like binge watching TV, I think that pulls a lot of people's time away. Mm-hmm. And we just need to remember that, you know, sitting at home and watching TV or sitting on your computer is not the same experience as live music and live theater and opera and, you know, visual arts. And it's not the same kind of thing. You need to get out and experience those things and make your life richer and your family's life richer and engage in things that are not familiar to you and that, you know, you want to learn about. And I think that's the challenge, is we always want to try to continue to put that message out there.
I just read a story recently that I believe it is Facebook that is exploring the creation of a mini series based on the Twilight series and whether this is an exploration of Facebook into the realm of entertainment.
I'm not surprised.
But you're right. The whole, you know, it used to be the concern, well, people can rent the
VHS. The video, yeah. You know, VHS, no one knows what that is
watch
anymore.
Watch the movie at home. But now the technology is so great that access to the arts electronically is, you know, literally you're carrying it around in your pocket.
Yeah.
And it is an incredible challenge. Could you speak to what you're hearing, some of the anecdotal feedback you're getting from the organizations you represent?
Sure.
About how this is helping them?
Sure. The organizations that I represent love this campaign. And as I said before, it gives them an opportunity to really expand their marketing efforts high above what they could do financially or physically in their limitations. So Melomani, for example, has packed the house in their last three seasons, really. Their last three seasons have gotten better every year. They're standing room only in the Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts for their concerts. And at the meetings that we talk about at the In campaign, I've said, really, there's not a huge change in their marketing plan other than they've participated actively in this campaign. And I think that has a lot to do with their success. And the same for City Theater, for example. City Theater is doing very well. There are people coming from New Jersey and Maryland and Philly to see this theater that is a 100-seat black box on the riverfront of Upper Delaware. And I think it's much attributed to the campaign. I think that Market Street Music is experiencing a lot more excitement because they are actually getting into the buildings that all these people are housed in during the day, and they're making them aware that this wonderful series is going on right in their backyard. And I think all of those organizations and more are seeing just amazing results from what is clearly their efforts participating in the In Wilmington campaign.
So. And you raise a very important point, and that is that this campaign, it benefits all.
Yes.
As you mentioned earlier, the rising tide floats all boats.
That's right.
but I think what it does for the general public too is it raises the awareness of what Wilmington has to offer, mm-hmm. which you mentioned, and some of the organizations that 5-10 years ago were much less known,
mm-hmm.
are really phenomenal organizations. You've mentioned Melomani a couple of times,
yes.
And I'll give you an opportunity to give a little shout out to them for their upcoming trip to, is it Brazil?
Yes, they just released a new CD entitled Excursions, and they released that in September. And they have been invited to perform in an international contemporary music festival in Rio in November. So they are traveling there. It's very exciting. It's exciting for them. It's exciting for Wilmington, and it's exciting for Delaware. That is a very huge accomplishment, and they're so excited to do it. And again, I think the awareness level that they've been able to receive from new audiences and the collaboration with the DCCA, which we're very grateful for and excited about, I think it's all part of this sea change in Wilmington with the arts and culture.
Well, I think just raising the awareness of what Wilmington has to offer has called Wilmington's attention to the international.
It's true.
The international field.
It's true.
I'm thinking of the exhibit going on now at the Grand.
That's right.
And the University of Delaware. It's Treasures and Tales of Italian Art Recovery.
Yes.
That's not the exact title of it.
Yeah.
But it is recovered art,
yes.
From a 2,000-plus year period.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
and this is its first stop in the United States,
is,
I believe?
I believe it's its only stop the United States. Yeah, it's really a phenomenal exhibit. But again, Wilmington was selected for this kind of an event, and the InWilmingtonDE.com can connect that to all of the other art and culture that's going on. And as you mentioned, the parking, the food and shopping amenities.
Shopping. Yeah. And we're very lucky. I say this all the time, but here in Delaware, and I'm not originally from Delaware, so moving here, I realized we're so very lucky with the level of talent and the amount of amenities culturally and artistically that we have at our fingertips here. It's amazing to me. And I'm so proud to be part of it and to experience it and to support it. It's amazing. I'm very happy to see it happening.
Now, you alluded earlier to the sort of post-recession recovery.
Yes.
Of the arts. Could you elaborate on that and what you're seeing from your organizations? And I know you attend a lot of arts beyond just your own organizations.
I do. I do. So. I'll tell you a personal story, and then I'll talk more about that. But when the recession began to happen, I worried for myself and my business because I thought when things go down, the first thing that usually goes is marketing. And no one is really going to see this as a value. And certainly I should probably start reevaluating what I'm going to do. I got busier than I ever had been in 2008 and 2009. My business really started to change. And I think it was because people realized we need this now more than ever. This is so important. And that was amazing to me because I thought it was going to go the other way entirely. So I think that the organizations that I work with are fortunate in a different way in that they're a little more flexible in terms of they don't have a lot of overhead. They don't have a lot of capital. They're able to move and adapt a little better than other organizations that might have a lot of overhead. And they've been able to adapt and change and grow in ways that they probably didn't even realize because this has happened. So, but then there are success stories too, like the Music School of Delaware is thriving and it's doing so well. And you know, their enrollment is up, their donations are up. They just had the most successful donor campaign in their history. So I think that there are definitely success stories. You see the Grand is doing well. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it just made us change how we had to think about things and how we had to implement our plans going forward. So
that's great. In the 45 seconds we have left, could you tell our listeners how they can start setting up their own customized inwilmingtonde.com site?
Site, sure. So what you do is go to inwilmingtonde.com, log in, create a username and a password, and you can go in and that will create your profile. You'll start getting emails from the campaign, so it will remind you weekly about what's coming up. And you can go in and pick and choose your interests. And as I said, it will save them for you. It will remind you about them, and it will even suggest a few for you that you may not know about. So inwilmingtonde.com.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today from Arts in Media, but also representing the In Wilmington campaign and so many arts organizations in the Wilmington area. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the show today.
Thanks so much, Paul.